AI News by Conjero.
OpenAI has a new $100 a month pro tier for ChatGPT, and it slots right between the $20 plus plan and the $200 top tier.
What stands out is that this isn't really being sold as a feature bundle. It's aimed at heavier codex use, especially longer, high-effort coding sessions.
So the price tag is really a signal about workload. The more time someone spends in those sessions, the more tokens and server capacity OpenAI has to absorb.
Exactly. That makes the plan feel closer to a compute budget than a classic subscription. It's about how much capacity gets reserved for one account.
There's also a clear competitive angle here. The $100 pro tier lines up against Anthropic's Claude Max tier, which is also $100.
And the target seems to be users in Claude code workflows. The race is less about chatbot novelty and more about who can handle heavier developer sessions reliably.
For engineering teams, the big questions are tokens, latency, and concurrency. Long coding sessions mean more prompt growth, more tool calls, and more back and forth inside one session.
And if responses slow down under sustained load, the plan loses value fast. In coding work, people need quick turn times for refactors, diffs, and revisions.
The concurrency piece matters too. A seat isn't just a seat anymore if one user can run multiple active sessions and push against performance limits.
That's why the $100 tier is interesting for individuals and small teams. It could be a useful middle ground if the throughput holds up better than the cheaper plan.
But if it doesn't, then it's just a pricier way to hit the same ceilings. The real test will be how it performs in realistic, sustained coding workloads.
So the takeaway is pretty clear. OpenAI is pricing premium access around compute intensity now. For developers, the question isn't just which plan has the most features, but which one can absorb the most work without turning every session into a budgeting problem.
AI News by Conjero.